October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Eastern Michigan University professor Sadaf Ali speaks with First Step advocate Carmen Dominguez on her role as a counselor and helping survivors find their inner strength. A note of warning, the topic we're about to explore contains descriptions of intimate partner violence.
Carmen Dominguez isn't your typical nun. She doesn't wear the habit. She tends to favor loose-fitting sweatshirts and pants. She's also in her 80s and has been fighting for survivors of domestic violence for nearly all her life. One of those survivors was her sister, Carmen, whose name she took and whose legacy she honors through her work.
My sister was a survivor of domestic violence. And I thought, well, you know, as a social worker, I can work, you know, with survivors. And so I asked for to have the internship at Haven, which is when I did my internship. And then I worked with a DV program, the domestic violence program, for a while. And then I switched to sexual assault program.
She was born in Spain, but moved to the Dominican Republic with her family when she was 9 years old. It was at this age she was introduced to the Dominican nuns. She was impressed, and despite her family's concerns, she joined the convent in 1961 when she was 21 years old.
I went to school there with her sisters, their Dominican sisters, okay? And I admired, I mean, I'm talking about the 50s, you know? And what I admired about them was their feminism, how much they were for the rights of women and for to have women do what they needed to do or wanted to do, rather than just go by the particular culture of the time, which was, you know, you'll be a good girl and you know. And so the way they really advocated for feminism, it wasn't like you hate men or anything. It was more like, you know, you have a right, you have rights. I really admire that, so I thought, I want to be like them. And that's what then inspired me to enter the convent.
But to understand Carmen's work and how she approaches survivors, you need to first know her background, which is deeply entrenched in feminism, and not just because of the Dominican nuns. She actually credits her mother as her very first feminist role model. Here's Carmen recalling a favorite childhood story.
Mom was a great example of feminism too, you know, and I loved it because she, you know, my dad was really great. I mean, you know, he let my mother say or do whatever, you know, but, you know, in the Christian culture, in the Christian religion, on Holy Thursday, which is the Thursday before Easter Sunday, is the feast of the Last Supper. The Last Supper that Jesus had with his apostles. Okay, so the churches have this ritual because Jesus washed the feet of the apostles as a sign of humility. So the Christian churches, especially the Catholic churches, on Holy Thursday they usually collect 12 people. You know, they ask 12 people to come and have their feet washed as a remembrance of what Jesus did. So my parents went to church, you know, my mom and dad, and they were sitting there, and the priest was calling different men. But he went like that, and my mother thought it was her, and she said, no, not you, because she was not a man. She said to her, you mean to tell me that I can come to the altar, wash the linens of the altar, scrub the floor, but you won't wash my feet? Come on, Joe, my dad, come on, let's go, and they left. And she was furious, you see. And then what is really funny, I never found this out until much later, that priest apologized to my mother. She went to our house, I can't remember what the reason was, and she apologized to her, you know. And he apologized.
According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men are victims. Carmen's been working for First Step, a domestic violence advocacy center in Plymouth, Michigan, for 19 years. And despite the diverse backgrounds her clients come from, one thing remains clear: danger. She's all too aware of the realities for some survivors, even after they leave.
Well, I've had several clients murdered. Okay? I have one client murdered. He actually murdered her in front of their little girl. This monster was a car salesman in a dealership. And she went with her little girl, my client went with her little girl, because he was supposed to have parental time with the little girl. And the guy was already in a car waiting for her. And he rushed out to her and hit her with a car. And then went back and hit her again. And then hit her again and killed her in front of their little girl.
But while domestic violence is a serious crime, the law and lawmakers frustrate Carmen. She and a group of advocates went to Lansing to speak with then-Governor Jennifer Granholm.
And try to talk to her. We had this card, this huge card, filled with names of people who wanted her to know how we felt about changing the laws in some ways. She never received us, really, actually. I don't know, Jennifer Granholm probably, believes in what we, I'm sure, but politically, it was not really what she could do. Anyway,
She's also had many successes.
Well, I don't claim any success because the success is the client's success. But I have had wonderful opportunities to see how heroic and how strong, the strength of determination and power, of the clients, how they have tried to claim their power back, which has been taken away. The success is not whether they divorce or whether they don't divorce or whether, The success is really about being able to remain safe and recognize their own safety, their own sense of safety. So remain safe and then also begin to get their power back, to claim their power back. And then be detached enough that they don't end up hating the abuser, because that's too much energy. They end up being indifferent to the abuser because he doesn't even deserve hatred, you see. So I think that when I've seen my clients gain those three characteristics, safety, empowerment, and detachment, I really feel that that's a success for them.
Trained as a social worker, Carmen got her master's in social work at the University of Michigan. She meets most of her clients in a typical face-to-face setting at her Plymouth and Redford offices. But she also holds a survivors group session every Thursday evening in Plymouth. She usually brings readings about empowerment and how victims are really survivors. She focuses discussions heavily on psychological research, including one major reason why many survivors don't leave their abusers. Here's Carmen during a group session.
Man, famous, he's famous, he's dead now, but Viktor Frankl, who wrote that little book, Man's Search for Meaning, and he was a concentration camp survivor of Auschwitz. And the guards were horrible, and he even saw his mother and sister, I think it was mother and sister, or father and sister, anyway, go one way, and he went the other way, and two lines, they were going to the gas chambers. He wasn't. But then he realized, and the guards were cruel, were mean, were horrible. But when there was a guard that would even have a little bit of a, maybe perhaps a little bit of a shadow of a smile, he was delirious with joy. And it's very hard to understand why, and it's that traumatic bonding. You become connected to someone to whom you owe your life. Even though you might say, no, I didn't owe my life, Satan, I don't owe my life, but you do in some ways. Emotionally and psychologically, that's what happens, you see. So you really think that if he's nice to you, then life is marvelous.
Domestic violence is typically thought to be limited to physical abuse, but there's more to it. The Wayne County Council Against Family Violence finds domestic violence is really about one partner's need for control and power in the relationship. Here's Carmen on the different aspects of abuse.
One of the most prevalent types right now is financial. Because, of course, in relationships, usually they have children. And so the husband or the partner says, "Well, you don't have to work. You can take care of the kids. I'll do all this supporting and everything else." And then when the problem starts, that she wants a divorce or she wants to leave, she doesn't have any outside income, and he will not give her the income that she might need, you know. So financial is a very, it keeps people like a hostage, okay? And it keeps people, you know, trapped, you know, keeps women trapped. Domestic violence destroys a family, which in turn destroys a community and a society.
But despite the legal and emotional uphill battles to protect survivors, Carmen loves her work and is in awe of her clients.
The word satisfactory doesn't even begin to describe it. It has been a tremendous experience for me because I have learned, well, you know how I feel about my clients. They're all heroes. So therefore, I have been working with heroes all along.
Back at the group session, survivors chant a mantra that exudes empowerment. For WEMU, this is Sada Fali.
Empower. We are heroes. We are women of strength, determination, and power. We are heroes. We are women of strength.
If you'd like more information about First Step, or if you or a loved one needs support, call their 24-hour hotline, 734-722-6800. For local Washtenaw County Advocacy Centers, visit safehousecenter.org.